Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, a wet, rainy Monday afternoon.
Yeah, bummer.
Yeah, well, you're going to be looking at the weather in a few minutes here. So just
hold
your thoughts there. Austin coming in just about 3 or 4 minutes with the not only today's forecast, tonight's forecast, but the five-day forecast looking down the line. So you will be informed. Ready to do the top three stories. Here's important information you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Pensacola is going to dedicate a new marker at Miraflores Park tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. The marker will distinguish 80 unmarked graves. Mayor Reeves saying that marker is the first part of commemorating the site. The rediscovery of the cemetery happened when Boy Scouts were cleaning the basement of a building and found skeletal remains back in 2021.
Ooh. And Upward Intuition, the nonprofit organization that launched Blake Doyle Skate Park near downtown Pensacola, is proposing a skate spot in a corner of Cordova Square. To help open the lines of communication, City Council member Allison Patton, who represents the area where the skate spot is proposed, will host an informal meeting tonight at 6 p.m. That's in just about 45 minutes in the gazebo at Cordova Square to discuss the proposal.
Okay, John Schell, head of Upward Intuition. He's got some great programs in place, and I think the folks are going to be pretty and pleasantly surprised after that 6 o'clock meeting. Again, it's at the gazebo in Cordova Square. They're going to be discussing the Upward Intuition proposal. Here's your third story this afternoon. Pensacola Police is looking to add resources to its real-time crime center. It would be a partnership between private surveillance camera owners, businesses, and PPD. Members of the Community Outreach Division plan to speak with businesses and homeowners, asking them to register their cameras. Now, right now, the registry would not allow direct live stream access to PPD.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we'll just squeeze a couple of these in here very quickly for you. A 23-year-old Chinese nationalist, I believe it is pronounced Xiaozi Xiaokaledi, has been charged with scamming an elderly woman in Spanish Fort out of around $400,000 over just 3 weeks. He was arrested on Friday and faces charges of miscellaneous theft. He's currently in Baldwin County Jail with a $10,000 bond and is reportedly here illegally. Spanish Fort police announced the arrest at a press conference earlier today.
Okay, 515, Austin Price. As promised, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, thank you, Chris. We'll continue with your local headlines momentarily. But first, got some major backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. So be on the lookout for that area going both ways there. Also got some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. That's if you're heading in the direction of Highway 87. Last major spot's Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, the temperatures dropped significantly. 75 degrees, going to be a low of 79 tonight. Don't know how that works. 30% chance of showers heading into tomorrow, where the high is 88 and the low is 79.
Okay, 516, News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. City of Pensacola initiating an emergency lane closure this afternoon. Something went terribly wrong around 2:45 today. Portions of 9th Avenue, part of that road gave way. 9th Avenue between East Romana Street and Bayfront Parkway closed after a piece of heavy equipment working on a stormwater project became stuck and a portion of the road collapsed. A detour has been set up. This is the important part for you to get around that traffic today. A detour has been set up for motorists to take East Romana Street directly to Bayfront Parkway.
And Pensacola's No Kings protests drew a crowd of several hundred people to two rallies on Saturday. The first was held near Cordova Mall and PSC, and the second held at Graffiti Bridge. The protests were aimed at rejecting President Trump and his agenda, including immigration and economic policies.
Busy weekend for FHP, local law enforcement agencies as well. They were involved in a traffic enforcement operation over the weekend. The operation targeted impaired driving, aggressive speeding, and other criminal traffic offenses. Here's your numbers. Got to give you the accurate figures here. 11 DUI arrests, 57 speeding citations, 10 criminal traffic-related offenses, and 43 written warnings. 43 people got off lucky.
Absolutely.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All righty, I'll kick us off here. On Monday, gasoline prices in Florida below $3 a gallon, with an average of $2.95 for regular unleaded. That was down from $3.07 a week prior. However, the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict may lead to a gradual increase in prices, potentially rising 10 to 25% in some areas. That, according to Gas Buddies, Patrick DeHaan.
Another Chinese national working at the University of Michigan lab been arrested and accused of smuggling roundworms into the U.S. U.S. Florida Republican Senator Ashley Moody does not like this at all. She does not think it will be the last time this happens.
It will keep happening until we step up and make it illegal to bring students here that can spy on our country.
And Representative Gervonta or Tay Edmonds is a Democrat from West Palm Beach, facing a challenger in his bid for re-election in 2026. Denisha Cadet, also a Democrat from West Palm Beach, has launched her campaign to contest Edmonds in the House District 88 seat. As reported by the State Division of Elections, Edmonds was initially elected in a special election back in 2022 and subsequently secured two full terms, including an unopposed run last year.
Florida man set to be executed in July for killing two people outside a bar. And it was a case of mistaken identity.
That's always the worst.
It really is. Here's Deborah Valentine with the report.
54-year-old Michael Bernard Bell is set to die by lethal injection July 15th at Florida State Prison. Bell was convicted in 1995 and sentenced to death for the murders of Jimmy West and Tamika Smith. In December 1993, Bell spotted what he thought was the car of the man who fatally shot his brother. Bell was apparently unaware that the man had sold the car to West. Bell, armed with an AK-47 rifle, found the car parked outside of a liquor lounge and waited. When West, Smith, and another woman exited the club, Bell opened fire. West died at the scene. Smith died on the way to the hospital. The other person survived. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's not if, but it's when. James chapter 1 reminds us that facing trials is not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And because trials will come, it is wise for us to be ready to handle them when they do. Just like if you're in a situation where you must physically fight, if the fight is unexpected, you might get sucker punched. But if you have your back foot planted and your shoulders squared up, you're ready to defend yourself, therefore your chances of victory have increased greatly. James chapter 1 prepares Christians to spiritually fight through the trials and understand God's purpose in allowing that trial. I want to encourage you to read closely James 1, 2 through 12, and ask God for a fresh dose of His wisdom as you fight through the trials of life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Another sleepless night. Three cups of coffee, but I can't clear my
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 523 News Radio 92.3. Factory activity in at least part of the U.S. slumped this month. Jenny Casola has the report.
The latest reading on how factories are holding up is significantly weaker than economists were expecting. The New York Fed's June manufacturing index came in with a reading of negative 16. The May reading was negative 9.2. New orders and shipments weakened in June, and businesses say they're continuing to deal with inflation. Selling price increases picked up, though firms apparently don't expect the slump to continue. More are more positive about the outlook for future business conditions. That reading rose above zero for the first time since March, and manufacturing employment grew slightly this month for the first time in several months. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher after the Wall Street Journal reported that Iran is signaling that it wants to end tensions with Israel. Big tech, financials, and industrial stocks were among the gainers, while energy lagged as oil prices fell. Shares of the Magnificent Seven tech stocks advanced, and tech giants Microsoft and IBM hit all-time highs. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and American Express. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow rising 317 points, the NASDAQ higher by 294, S&P 500 up 56. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Indeed I am. Got some backups on Highway 90. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound towards Chemukla Highway. Also got backups worse than usual on I-10 traveling westbound towards, passing the I-110 north ramp. And on I-10, if you are traveling eastbound over Escambia Bay heading towards the Milton area, last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road. That's going to be if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching the interstate. As for the weather, 75 degrees right now. Got those rain chances, of course, bleeding into tomorrow, where it's going to be a high of 88 and a low of 79.
Okay, that's the way it's looking locally here. Wildfires not only here in Florida, but they're happening Southern California, SoCal, and now Hawaii is fired up again. Dozens ordered to evacuate as crews on Maui battle another fast-moving wildfire. Kristen Goodwin has more.
The Maui Department of Fire and Public Safety says the Kahiki Nui fire has ripped through roughly 500 acres, not revealing containment details. According to officials, at least 105 homes have been evacuated and no injuries or structural damage has been reported. Officials in Hawaii have signed emergency proclamations allowing for the use of federal assistance programs and authorizing the activation of the Hawaii National Guard. The fire igniting Sunday in East Maui, fueled by strong winds. This is about 60 miles from Lahaina, where a fire in 2023 left over 100 people dead and destroyed thousands of properties. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And speaking of the need for evacuations, Israel warning residents in northeast Tehran to evacuate. In a post on X this morning, an IDF spokesperson said that in the coming hours, the IDF would operate in the area in line with its actions in recent days across Tehran to attack military facilities belonging to the Iranian regime. Iran and Israel have been exchanging strikes for 4 days now.
So tell me, has your viewing patterns changed since the Israeli-Iran conflict has kind of surfaced?
View on what exactly?
Like when you like at nighttime, are you watching? You find yourself watching more on the war and things like that.
Me personally, no, not me.
Okay,
I was watching a lot when it was first happening, like news first broke.
Right.
I was watching a lot then.
Yeah. Newly released images, here's what we're talking about, reveal the impact of Israeli airstrikes on nuclear facilities in Iran. Jillian Turner tells us more from the State Department this afternoon.
Israeli military officials say now that the IDF strikes inside Iran caused major damage at least two of the three of the regime's major nuclear weapons facilities. The Iranian regime, unsurprisingly, trying to claim damage was very minimal. We got a reality check. Major damage to one of the regime's primary missile production facilities. It's Kermanshah in western Iran. Also, the Shiraz nuclear power plant. It's in the southern part of the country. And then a third production site, it's in the central region of the country where the regime had been busy with a new nuclear reactor.
Okay, while we're talking about the devastation that's going on in the Middle East with the attack on Iran now on its fourth day, Jonathan Savage looks at what Israel's really achieved so far.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Operation Rising Lion will remove an existential threat to Israel, namely Iran's alleged ambition to develop a nuclear weapon. The Israeli military has targeted at least 15 locations. They include the main nuclear enrichment facility, a research center, as well as air defenses and military bases. Iran's second highest leader, the commander-in-chief of its military, was killed early in the operation, as was his deputy and five nuclear scientists. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, only spared after a veto from President Trump. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And President Trump ramping up ICE raids, which have sparked major protests in L.A. On Sunday, he announced he is directing his administration to use every resource possible on mass deportation efforts. He mentioned increasing enforcement actions in Los Angeles, of course, but also Chicago, New York, and other cities that he considers the core of the Democrat power center.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration will now direct immigration officials to prioritize deportations from cities run by Democratic politicians. Here's Evan Brown.
President Trump is now directing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to make deportations from Democratic-run cities their priority. In social media postings, the president highlighted Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. The president further directed ICE to deliver the single largest mass deportation program in history, in his words, while also pausing immigration raids at farms, restaurants, and hotels in effort to not harm those industries. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Chris, we recently saw footage of this. Israeli bombs hit the studios of Iranian state TV during a live broadcast. The anchor leapt from her desk and smoke and rubble could be seen entering the studio. The broadcast then went dark, but Iran has since resumed broadcasting, proclaiming, quote, "The voice of the Islamic Revolution and the great Iran will not be silenced with a military operation."
Okay, a place to avoid is the area around the Bayfront Parkway. A road has given way. 9th Avenue is a reference point between East Romana, Bayfront Parkway. It is closed this afternoon. A detour has been set up for motorists to take East Romana Street directly to Bayfront Parkway. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk some sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier, covering the G7 summit, where President Trump's urging Iran and Israel to negotiate an end to the current conflict. Senate Majority Leader John Thune tells Fox there are two ways this fighting can end.
It can happen diplomatically, voluntarily, by Iran choosing to end its nuclear program, or it can happen by force, which is what the Israelis are in the midst of right now.
President Trump has urged Iran to reach a nuclear deal with the United States. Flooding in West Virginia continues. Recovery efforts are underway. Most of the states remain under flood warnings. Wheeling Fire Chief Jim Blazier says the first responders started their recovery efforts by searching flood-damaged homes to make sure no one was inside, then moved on to other methods.
Searching the creek banks and any vehicles that were able to be accessed that were above the water. We cleared most of those.
At least six people have been killed as a result of the flooding. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola will dedicate a new marker at Miraflores Park tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. The marker will distinguish 80 unmarked graves. Mayor D.C. Reeves said the marker is the first part of commemorating the site. The rediscovery of the cemetery happened when Boy Scouts were cleaning the basement of a building and found skeletal remains. That happened back in 2021.
Okay, here's your second story. Upward Intuition, the not-for-profit organization that launched Blake Dool Skate Park downtown Pensacola, proposing a skate spot in the corner of Cordova Square to help open the lines of communication. Here's what's going on. City Council member Allison Patton, who represents the area where the skate spot is proposed, is going to host an informal meeting tonight in just about 25 minutes from right now in the gazebo at the Cordova Square to discuss the proposal. I wonder if they have a backup plan for moving indoors somewhere because of the rain situation.
I would hope so. If it's nearly as severe as what we saw in our neck of the woods earlier.
Okay, so that's your second story this hour.
Yes, and your third, Pensacola Police looking to add resources to its real-time crime center. It would be a partnership between private surveillance camera owners, businesses, and the PPD, of course. Members of the Community Outreach Division plan to speak with businesses and homeowners, asking them to register their cameras. Right now, the registry would not allow direct live stream access to PPD.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The winner of the 2025 U.S. Open, J.J. Spahn.
On NBC, 34-year-old Los Angeles native J.J. Spahn, who led the U.S. Open after one round, was the leader after the 72nd and final hole Sunday, when he drained a 65-foot putt to win $4.3 million with a two-stroke victory over Robert McIntyre. Before this, J.J. Spahn's only victory on the PGA Tour back in 2022 at the Valero Texas Open. Yesterday, Spahn opened with bogeys on five of his first six holes. Then he got a gift, a rain delay of more than 90 minutes, which allowed him to reset and come back a different golfer.
The weather delay we had was very kind of just changed the whole vibe for the day. Similar thing happened to me at the Players. So this time I wanted to, I kind of leaned on that whole experience where I came back after the delay at the Players, and I just, you know, kept pushing, and I did that today, and bounced back and fought really hard on the back nine.
U.S. Open champion J.J. Spahn with NBC. NBA Finals, Game 5 tonight in Oklahoma City, 8:30 Eastern Time. The Thunder host the Pacers, tied two games apiece. NBA trade, the Memphis Grizzlies dealt Desmond Bain to the Orlando Magic for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, and four unprotected first-round draft picks. The Grizzlies and the Magic also swapped first-rounders. baseball trade, the Red Sox dealt three-time All-Star Rafael Devers to the Giants for lefty starting pitcher Kyle Harrison, righty Jordan Hicks, and prospects James Tibbs III and Jose Bello. The Giants lost the Sunday night game to the Dodgers 5-4. Los Angeles manager Dave Roberts announced Shohei Ohtani will make his pitching debut for the Dodgers tonight as the opener against the Padres. Ohtani likely to pitch one or two innings. He's 21 months removed from a second elbow surgery. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the NBA Finals resume tonight. Oklahoma City Thunder hosting the Indiana Pacers in Game 5. That game getting underway in OKC. The Thunder tied the series at 2 games apiece on Friday. Both teams now halfway to their first NBA title ever. Tip-off set for 7:30. That's just under 2 hours from now. You can find coverage of that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can listen to them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, NASCAR started a new chapter on Sunday. Paul Stevens has a recap for us this afternoon.
A memorable day for the NASCAR Cup Series on Sunday.
NASCAR making history. Racing in Mexico City. And the first name on the trophy is Shane Van Gisbergen.
That call on Amazon Prime as Shane Van Gisbergen mastered another new track, the iconic Mexico road course, at NASCAR's Viva Mexico 250, the first NASCAR Cup Series points-paying race outside the U.S. in the modern era. The New Zealander leading 60 laps for his first Cup win since he won in his NASCAR debut at the inaugural 2023 street course race in Chicago. Christopher Bell finished second, Chase Elliott was third. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And Joey Chestnut returning to Coney Island this July 4th for Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. The 41-year-old is a 16-time champ, but he was barred from competing last year because he'd partnered with Impossible Foods to promote its vegetable-based Franks. That was a decision that Nathan's ended up regretting when it comes to viewership. Chestnut holds the world's hot dog eating record after scarfing down 83 during a Netflix contest last year called Unfinished Beef. Go ahead, sorry.
I got a pun there, right? Okay, I did like this movie. It was back in the early 90s, League of Their Own. I love the line in there. Crying? You can't cry in baseball.
Yeah, you asked me about that movie last hour, and I do recognize that quote.
Yeah, it's a great movie, and this is not a sad story, but a story of honoring, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
The last original player in the Women's Baseball League in the 1940s has died. This woman was 104 years old when she passed away. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Baseball icon and teacher Betsy Jockum was the last original member of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. Jockum and her fellow athletes inspired the 1992 movie A League of Their Own.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Sockham Jockum, who died on May 31st, was signed in 1943, named an All-Star, and also held bachelor's and master's degrees from Illinois University. Her South Bend Blue Sox uniform is on permanent display at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. Betsy Jockum was 104. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. Tonight is Game 4 of the NBA Finals. If the Pacers actually win the NBA championship, they will be the least thought of NBA champion of all time. With no discernible superstar, arguably their coach along with their point guard are their two most popular players and people in the organization. I don't know how Indiana is going to pull this off, but if they do, expect no one to recognize them. I'm Gresh.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and
and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's today's health news.
All right, 542 News Radio 92.3. There is a major settlement involving the opioid crisis. Jenny Casola has more on the story.
New Jersey's Attorney General Matthew Platkin says Purdue Pharma, its owners, the Sackler family, and 55 attorneys general have agreed to a $7.4 billion settlement. Purdue was accused of aggressively marketing opioid products for decades, creating the largest drug crisis in the nation's history. The Sackler family has informed attorneys general it plans to proceed with the settlement, which ends their control of Purdue and their ability to sell opioids in the U.S. Communities across the U.S. will directly receive funds over the next 15 years, though most of the money from the settlement will be distributed in the first 3 years. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And health officials have issued warnings in the D.C. area about a traveler infected with measles who landed at Dulles International Airport and traveled throughout the area in the last week. The D.C. Health Department has listed on its website the various locations the person visited. The international traveler landed at Dulles on June 8th, and Virginia health officials said that they are working to identify people who may have been exposed and will contact potentially exposed passengers on certain flights.
There's some startling numbers to pass on. The average age of new mothers in the U.S. still climbing. This is according to new numbers from the CDC. Tanya J. Powers has those numbers for us.
A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds that the average age of moms giving birth in the U.S. has risen to nearly 30 years old. That comes from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, which says the average age of all mothers giving birth in the U.S. increased from 28.7 years old in 2016 to 29.6 in 2023. The study also tracked the decline in teen pregnancies, which have dropped from 11% of first births in 2016 to 8.7% in 2023. Earlier this year, a CDC study found that births among women in their 40s have tripled since 1990. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Here's a story we're moving on this afternoon. The Supreme Court will hear a case involving a state's attempt to investigate so-called crisis pregnancy centers run by religious groups. Ryan Schmelz has more details from Washington.
The First Choice Women's Resource Center is pushing to block the New Jersey Attorney General from investigating whether it deceived women into believing it offered abortion services. The case could be a test of the ability for states to regulate crisis pregnancy centers, which do not provide abortions and often don't market their pro-life stances. New Jersey's AG issued a subpoena for records to see if First Choice acted illegally. Meanwhile, First Choice argues the subpoena violated their freedom of speech. The Supreme Court is expected to hear the case next term. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right, 545, Austin Price, hanging around here. He's got to look at the traffic and weather today, and it's not a pretty forecast.
No, it's
it
not.
Really is.
Yeah, we've got a lot of congestion.
Sugarcoat it all you want.
We got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound. Right as you're passing Scenic Highway, getting over Escambia Bay, so be on the lookout for that. Also got some on Pine Forest Road going both ways, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile. Also got some backups developing on Mobile Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. Last major spot is going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for your local weather, 75 degrees right now. Tomorrow, going to see some rain chances lingering with a high of 88 and a low of 79.
Okay, there's your forecast locally. Rough weather continues on the national scene throughout several portions of the U.S. today. Fox Senior Meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms, along with the risk of flash flooding for sections of the plains, the Midwest, and across the Mississippi Valley into the Mid-Atlantic region the next few days. Weather hazards include large hail, damaging winds, lightning, and some tornadoes, along with very heavy rainfall that could cause flooding issues. Fire danger, along with extreme heat, continues for the Southwest and the Great Basin. Stay tuned with Fox Weather for all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. U.S. Steel shares received a healthy bump today after President Trump approved the merger with Japan's Nippon Steel. U.S. Steel was higher today in the first week in the first session of trading. President Trump issuing an executive order Friday that allows U.S. Steel and Nippon to finalize their merger. Meta announcing today that businesses will now be able to run so-called status ads on WhatsApp that prompt users to interact with businesses through direct messaging. The ads will only be shown to users within WhatsApp's updates tab to separate the promotions from people's personal conversations. Stocks were higher on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining more than 315 points, the S&P 500 added 56, and the NASDAQ grew by 1.5%. Crude oil futures for July falling 1% above $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, there's a new Trump mobile phone service. This is going to be interesting. Chris Foster has more on the report.
The new mobile service is announced by Donald Trump Jr.
We've partnered with some of the greatest people in the industry to make sure that real Americans can get true value from their mobile carriers.
And his brother Eric.
All your customer service will be done in America. It's going to be done in St. Louis, Missouri.
It's $47.45 a month, referring to their father being the 45th and 47th president. The Trump Organization website says it comes with unlimited data, 24/7 roadside assistance, and telehealth services. A Trump-branded Made in America gold-colored Android phone called the T1 is available to pre-order for $499 with a $100 down payment. The announcement at Trump Tower in New York's 10 years since the president came down the escalator to announce his 2016 campaign. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And furniture and home decor chain At Home is filing for bankruptcy. The Plano, Texas-based company announced its plan to enter Chapter 11 protection. At Home CEO said the company is operating against a backdrop of an increasingly dynamic and rapidly evolving trade environment as they navigate the impact of tariffs. Hasn't been announced yet if At Home plans to close any of its stores, but there are currently more than 200 locations in the U.S.
Stay connected. This is News Radio 92.3. Expect to pay more soon at the gas pump, due in large part to the increase in hostilities in the Middle East. Kevin Yurinsky has the story.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says that gas prices had actually fallen 5 cents over the past 2 weeks, but things changed immediately due to the military strikes between Israel and Iran.
On Friday, a shock came to the oil markets with a move up of about $5 per barrel just from the day before.
And that, she says, will lead to an immediate increase in gas prices here at home.
We will see gasoline prices jump anywhere between 12 and perhaps 20 or 25 cents in the near future.
Lumberg says prices could rise even higher if Iran makes good on threats to close the Strait of Hormuz, which is a major supply route for Middle Eastern oil. Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
And 23andMe reportedly selling itself to its co-founder and former CEO, Ann Wojcicki. The Wall Street Journal reports the pharmaceutical company Regeneron had been named 23andMe's buyer for $250 million, but the journal says Wojcicki's nonprofit TTAM Research Institute then made an unsolicited offer of $305 million, and Regeneron decided not to counter it. The acquisition still needs to be approved by the bankruptcy court, and the genetic testing company still faces several legal challenges.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. President Trump attending a G7 summit in Alberta, Canada, alongside Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, said that a trade deal between the two countries was still possible, though he still favors tariffs on Canada.
I think we have different concepts. I have a tariff concept, and Mark has a different concept, which is something that some people like. But we're going to see if we can get to the bottom of it today. I'm a tariff person. I've always been a tariff. It's simple. It's easy. It's precise.
And billionaire cosmetics heir Leonard Lauder, dead at the age of 92. Lauder was the former head of cosmetics giant Estee Lauder Companies. He died on Saturday. His son released a statement crediting his father with having worked tirelessly to build and transform the beauty industry, pioneering many of the innovations, trends, and best practices that are foundational to the industry today.
Remember when digital price tagging drew all sorts of complaints of potential price changes on items in stores? Do you remember this? Kind of look back at this and think some very confusing thoughts at those time. Well, it looks like those fears are not realized. Here's Eben Brown.
The concept of digital price tags had people thinking that retailers, specifically grocery stores,
could adjust prices throughout the day on key items like food based on supply and demand, affecting shoppers' budgets. At least three states have tried passing laws to ban or limit the practice, but researchers at UC San Diego, University of Texas, and Northwestern, reviewing prices at a certain supermarket between 2019 and 2024, found that's not happening. The store introduced digital price tags in 2022, and prices kept within 6/10,000ths of a percentage point. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing every state has in common: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Yet there are billions of pounds of surplus food around the country at farms and warehouses that could help end this injustice. But all that food is useless if it doesn't get where it needs to go. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join Dawn from Ochsner Nuvant Health 65 Plus tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They're recognizing older Americans' contributions, highlighting aging trends, and reaffirming commitments to serve the older adults in our communities. Text or call in with your questions on how Ochsner Nuvant's Health 65 Plus can help. Tune in tomorrow.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now.
Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What's happening today?
I was about to say, safe to say, an update of the roads and weather is needed. Several spots of note at our last check. Let's see what we got here now. Do have some backup still on Pine Forest Road. Pretty rough if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. Also have some on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. And on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Those are your worst looking spots right now. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees. Tomorrow, going to be rainy, just like today was, with a high of 88 and a low of 79.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, before we launch into the pop culture, just want to remind everybody, maybe you're working downtown and you haven't heard the news. You're leaving, heading north to go home or so. The city of Pensacola initiated an emergency lane closure this afternoon. Happened about 2:45 this afternoon. Portions of 9th Avenue gave way. This is between East Romana Street and Bayfront Parkway. It is closed now after a piece of heavy equipment working on that stormwater project they have going on down there became stuck, and a portion of the road gave way. A detour has been set up for motorists to take East Romana Street directly to Bayfront Parkway. I wanted to slide that in there just in case you had not heard the news this afternoon on that road closure. Britain's real-life spies have finally caught up with James Bond and appointed a storied spy agency's first female chief. Here we go. CJ Papa has more.
The 47-year-old Oxford-educated former diplomat and career intelligence officer is moving from the agency's Director of Technology and Innovation, the real-world equivalent of Bond Gadget Master Q, to lead MI6, the UK's foreign intelligence agency. Blaise Metrarelli, blazing a trail, becoming the first woman to hold the post since its founding in 1909. She takes the reins this fall, replacing Richard Moore, who has held the job for 5 years. Britain's two other main intelligence agencies shattered the spy world's glass ceiling, MI5, the Domestic Security Service, in 1992, while the government communications headquarters in 2023. Metrarelli will be known as C rather than M, the character played by Judi Dench. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Cher's son, Elijah Blue Allman, had to be rushed to a California hospital over the weekend after an apparent overdose. It happened Saturday in San Bernardino County, where deputies responded to a house after reports of a man acting erratically. The 48-year-old is currently undergoing medical care.
Yeah, and we did touch and reach out about this case this afternoon with Tanya J. Powers. In fact, she does have an update on that story.
Elijah Blue Allman was rushed to a hospital on Saturday, according to the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, after he had been, quote, acting erratically. They say an investigation is ongoing. Elijah was born to Cher and her then-husband, the late Greg Allman, in 1976, and followed in his parents' footsteps by becoming a musician as well. His hospitalization comes after a tumultuous past few years. In 2023, Cher filed for a temporary conservatorship over Elijah's estate due to his alleged substance abuse and declining mental health. They eventually reached an agreement, and she dismissed the petition the following year. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And 50 years after it scared people out of the water in theaters, Jaws is coming to streaming. The Steven Spielberg-directed thriller is now on Peacock to celebrate its anniversary, along with the rest of the franchise, Jaws 2, Jaws 3, and Jaws the Revenge. Jaws also comes back to theaters August 29th through September 4th.
Okay, a juror hearing the trial of Sean Diddy Combs has been dismissed over concerns about his candor. Here's Tanya J. She's back with an update.
As the sixth week of the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs begins, an alternate juror has been seated after juror number six gave inconsistent answers about where he lives. Juror number six was questioned by the judge on Friday, who was concerned about whether the man, quote, shaded answers to get on and stay on the panel. There could also be an issue with another juror over conversations that took place with a colleague. Prosecutors have said they expect to rest their case sometime this week. Combs is facing 5 criminal counts and has pleaded not guilty. He is accused of crimes dating back to 2004, including the sex trafficking and abuse of 3 women who say they were drugged to keep them compliant. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And get this, Chris. Prince William mourning the loss of a friend who died last week after swallowing a bee at a polo match. Sanjay Kapoor collapsed during the match in the UK, apparently after going into anaphylactic shock and suffering a heart attack. He was just 53 years old. What a nightmare.
That is believable, because it certainly could happen on that.
Ugh,
okay, forecasters, I want to just give you the update here. The National Hurricane Center confirming just before we came on a couple hours ago, tropical activity remaining quiet in the Atlantic Basin. No tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days. So there, that's something you can be very happy about. Okay, we got more news, weather, and traffic information coming up in about 12 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Hold on.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.